Hey everyone, this is Pastor Pete here, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer exercise that is traditionally known as Lectio Divina, which is Latin for Holy Reading. It's a little different than exercises that you may be used to, as there is lots of repetition and silence. But if you give it a chance, I think you'll find that you might hear from God or experience His presence in a unique way. So take a moment to calm yourself. Sometimes it's helpful to become aware of your breath. It can help connect us to the present moment, which is right where God wants to meet us. As you breathe, remember that each breath is a gift from God. I'm going to read for you a passage from 1 Timothy chapter 6, where Paul is writing about the dangers of loving money. It's from the Amplified Bible translation, so you'll find that there is language added to amplify the meaning of the text. I'll read it through twice to begin, and as I read, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Then hold that word or phrase in your mind. And so as we begin, we invite you now, Holy Spirit, to speak to us as we listen to the words of Scripture. But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. For the love of money, that is, the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain it unethically, is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. I'll read that again, and as I do, you're listening for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. For the love of money, that is, the greedy desire for it and the willingness to gain it unethically, is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves through and through with many sorrows. Now focus on the word or phrase that stood out to you. Hold on to it in your mind for 30 seconds. I'm going to read the passage again now, and this time as you're listening, I want you to keep holding your word or phrase in your mind and begin to ask God why it stood out to you. Why did it stand out to you? Does it connect to your life somehow? But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. For the love of money, that is, the greedy desire for it, and the willingness to gain it unethically, is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierce themselves through and through with many sorrows. Now take a minute to talk to God about why the word or phrase stood out to you. Does it connect to your life somehow? Does it connect to something happening currently in your life, or maybe to some past event? Talk to God about what he's saying to you through this word or phrase that stood out to you from the passage. I'm going to read through the passage one last time now. This time, ask God if there's anything that he's calling you to do. Is there any action that he wants you to take or idea to remember? But those who are not financially ethical and crave to get rich with a compulsive, greedy longing for wealth fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction, leading to personal misery. For the love of money, that is the greedy desire for it, and the willingness to gain it unethically, is a root of all sorts of evil. And some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierce themselves through and through with many sorrows. Take a minute now to talk to God about if he's calling you to do something. And to conclude, God, we thank you for this time that we've had. Thank you for your faithfulness in meeting us. And thank you that you speak to us through the Holy Scriptures. Amen.